seems like it shouldn't be so hard. Wish I could replace you. Maybe we could leave it all behind. Oh, I wouldn't mind. The state line is 100 miles away. Oh, I never felt so distant before. Oh, the state line is 100 miles away. Oh, I never felt so distant before. Let me introduce you to all of the ways I can let you down. Let me seduce you. Maybe we can get this off the ground next time around. Oh, state line is 100 miles away. But I never felt so distant before. Oh, state line is 100 miles away.
Feel the weight of many worlds on. sirens call, get ready for the fall. When the sirens call, you're gonna lose it all.
Lay me down. Lay my fear.
Hello. Yes, there we go. Okay.
The mics were flying.
Yeah, they were kind of spinning around here a bit. But we are here. You're listening to Tea Time and Tutus with Caroline and Deanna. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo, we are excited to be here.
We are. We both made it. So you just heard Siren by Overcoats and then Softens by Wet, which is their most recent single, which they released a week or so ago. So hopefully this means new album soon.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even before May 16th.
When
we see them at concert.
Wow, can't wait.
It's going to be great.
I'm so excited.
Ugh,
I feel
too.
Like Wet is the band of the day because if you're in New England, take a look outside. Ha-ha. It's raining.
It's wet out.
A terrible joke. Segue into the fact that it's rainy and cold.
But I think Wet is a good artist for some easy rainy day listening.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like playing today, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling as well. Also got some more new singles coming up.
Ooh, I'm also, I think, going to play a new song today.
Ooh. This is so exciting. Yeah. A day for new songs.
Yes. That's like, I think, a rainy day kind of thing is like, just like, listen to music.
Nothing else. Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah. On Monday, instead of going to watch the marathon or running the marathon in the rain, I sat in my bed and because I was also kind of sick, if you can't tell from my nasally voice. But I just like sat in my bed and blasted Bon Iver all day and it was wonderful.
That sounds like a lovely way to spend the day.
Yeah.
I did go to the marathon, which was, it was fun. I got to see one of our friends run.
So cool.
But it was so gross out. It poured rain. It was windy. It was cold. It was like the worst weather you possibly could have had as a spectator. Apparently as a runner, I mean, I think everyone was really cold, but I heard some runners talking and saying they'd rather it be cold than like 90 degrees out.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Even though I would have rathered it was really hot because I was so cold.
Oh yeah, I know. I stood out in the cold on Sunday. It's not fun.
It's not. No.
It's not fun.
Wouldn't recommend.
No.
Yeah.
But shout out to everyone who ran the Boston Marathon. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Like, truly inspirational. It was so amazing to see.
Yeah. So cool.
All right. Well, we got some more songs coming up.
Yeah, let's do it.
This one goes out to my cousin Alex and my sister Grace, who are listening in. Shout out to them. Yeah. So, this is requested by Alex, so I hope that both of them enjoy this. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Trying to make it through the world.
We'll be right back. I know a few 10-cent words. I can break out to keep up with her. But you can take what I know about love. I know my way around a tune. Be a single dry in room. You can take what I.
Hello again.
We are back.
All right, so you just heard The Wall by Yuck and Waves, the Tame Impala remix by Miguel. Those were both for my sister and my cousin, so shout out to both of them. Hope you enjoyed that selection.
I love the name Yuck as a band name. It's so funny.
Yeah, it is kind of a weird name for a band. But I respect it.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, and then the next two songs were Father John Misty's new singles that he just released yesterday. And the whole album was accidentally leaked, but we're only listening to the ones that are actually released.
Yes.
So the first one was Just Dumb Enough to Try, and the second was called Disappointing Diamonds Are the Rarest of Them All.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I think this is promising for the rest of the album.
I'm so excited. I thought they were great. I really liked it. Oh, I just like hearing his voice again in a new way.
Yeah, I feel like he's so versatile. Like,
he really is.
Every time he comes up with new music, it sounds different.
Also, I think all of his albums have a very distinct sound, and this one already seems to have its own new style.
I think it's poppier.
I think it's poppier, but I think it's a little more, like, rock almost, too.
Mm. That's a better word to describe it, I think.
Yeah, like, with the guitar and the, like, drums that were kind of going on. I was reading some articles about it, and it was being compared a lot to Elton John.
Oh, I see that.
Which I saw a little bit. Like, yeah, just the musicalness of the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about his progression through music. The first album was very folky.
It was very folky. The second one was, like, a little more... like, there were more, like, electronic things going on.
Yeah, for some of it. It was more upbeat, but I think it was still... folky.
It was still pretty folky, but not as much like guitar strummy folky as the first one was.
Yeah, more instruments.
Yeah.
The third one
was just like apocalyptic.
Yes. A lot of like saxophone in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I love. And I think you could hear that in those last
two. Yeah, you could. Yeah, you're right. There was a lot of saxophone in the last one. But also just real, it was like very mellow. I'm trying to think, like, what instruments.
Slower.
Yeah, it was just slower.
Piano, also.
Yeah. And this one seems more, rock.
Yeah. Similar sound-wise to the last one, I think.
Yeah.
With those instruments.
Yeah.
But more upbeat.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing.
I'm so excited. June 1st, everyone. Mark your calendars.
Yeah.
April 28th, he goes on tour. Not coming to Boston.
Oh, April 20th? That's so soon.
I know. Yeah, wait. Yeah, that is really soon.
Yeah, wow. Because he was on tour in the fall also. We went to see him. It was a magical evening.
It was incredible. Wait, I'm checking the article. He starts April. Which is kind of weird because I guess he'll be just playing new songs as he goes along.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, so exciting. All right, well, I was going to play an Elton John song next, just so we could get a comparison going.
I like that.
The article I read compared the song that I'm about to play more to Just Dumb Enough to Try, which is the first one I played, if you can remember it at all, but...
If you can't, that's cool.
If you can't, you should just go listen to it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll play more Father John Misty in the next few weeks, so...
Oh, for sure.
No need to worry.
Definitely not.
All right,
let's hit it.
Here we go.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. Too young to be singing.
do you think you'll do then? I bet they shoot down the plane. It'll take you a couple of vodka and tonics to set you on your feet again. Maybe you'll get a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Mongrels who ain't got a penny, sniffing for tips like you.
Soon. I can't. Talking to God.
system only dreams in total darkness. Why are you hiding from me? We're in a different kind of thing. All night you're talking to God.
Hello, hello.
We're back again.
Yes. You just heard a whole bunch of music. Carolyn, what did you play before we swapped?
Oh, I played some Elton Goodbye John. Yellow Brick Road by Elton John.
A great song.
Oh, it was so good. Yeah.
I can't really hear you. I don't know if that's...
I can hear me, I think.
All right, cool.
I think we're good.
Well, let's trust it. Yeah, then after that you heard... where are we? Okay. 22 over the... That's my headphone jack.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. I always do that.
It's okay. Hold on. Hold on. There we go.
Which one's mine?
Can you hear?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay, let's just keep going.
We'll keep going. You heard 22 in parentheses over soon from Bon Iver. Yeah, they did this album. So they're like a pretty like folky group usually. And then this new album, that's not really that new at this point, but it was like... very much more techno or like electronic.
I don't really listen to Bon Iver very much, but I remember when he like first released music, and this song you just played sounds very different from what I remember his music sounding like.
Yeah, all the songs on the album have like names that are, you should, I don't really know how to describe it, but they're like kind of like teenagers text with like things that don't really make sense in it. There's like a lot of symbols in it. I see some sigmas, lots of spaces, which is how I text. Like,
nice.
Yeah, the soon is like instead of O's, it's two infinity signs.
Wow, interesting. So. I've never texted with an infinity sign, but
yeah, same. I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how you do that,
but good.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Good for Bon Iver. After that, you heard gonna hurry as slow as I can from Whitney. Which I love as a song title.
I really identify with that song title.
Same. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Then we heard When the Night is Over, which is a new single from Lord Huron.
Ooh, a lot of new singles today. I'm digging it.
Yeah, this was like, they're also pretty folky. This was like a darker tone, I thought. Mm. That was the long one that I played.
Yeah. That was good. I liked that one.
Yeah. And then you heard There's a Reason from What.
Amazing song.
Which is so good.
Oh, it's just so good. That's another new-ish single.
Yes, actually new.
Recent. Yeah. Recent.
Yeah. Good. And then I was, like, thinking of, like, ooh, other dark music that I like. And so I played The System Only Dreams Until Darkness from The National.
I really liked that one. I wrote it down. I'm going to go listen to it later.
The National is so good.
Yeah, I don't listen to them very much, but I think you play them pretty frequently.
Yeah, it took me a while to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever you play them, I definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, I have some strange memories associated with The National, but...
Interesting.
Now I just really like them.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
But all right. Cool. Is it that time of the show?
It is. All right. Numbers to think about, PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. This has been a public service message from WMFM Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Mm. Always down to talk about the prison industrial complex.
Yeah, definitely a good thing to ponder on this rainy day.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so let's play one more song and then call it a day.
All right.
We'll be back next week.
Hope you all enjoyed the show.
Yeah, bye-bye.
woke up. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're traveling. Cause of my suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, there's a war in the ways, but you turn right over to the TV page.